Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying through 2 Samuel chapter 9 and this covenant that David is fulfilling that he had made with his friend Jonathan. And the covenant blessings continue to pour out on the only person left in Jonathan's family, on a man named Mephibosheth. And what Mephibosheth is learning is you not only get your life spared, you get life abundance. You get an inheritance and a place and a position at the table of the king because of this covenant. The abundance and the bounty of the kings becomes yours. This is life under the covenant for Mephibosheth. You receive pardon. You receive a place at the table of abundance for always. So what is it that you feast on today as a believer? What is it that belongs wholly to the king that sits in front of you at the table? Well, it's peace for today, strength for tomorrow. It's comfort in hard times. It's perseverance in temptation. It's joy in sorrow. And it's hope for the life to come. I do not think it irony that David gives Mephibosheth a place at the king's table, and then we see the true king set a table for his disciples as well. And he tells them that the meal that they will share together represented the new covenant, the better covenant. And he gives them a piece of unleavened bread, and he breaks it, and he tells them to eat it. That bread represented his body broken for them. He then passes a cup of wine around to them and tells them to drink it because it represents his blood poured out for them, his life given for them. This is the new covenant that we now share in with Christ. As you pray today, please remember Eli and Rana Costa, El Haj, and their family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the House of Life Word broadcast that's heard all throughout Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.